Good morning, sleepyhead. Did you have a good rest, love? That's good. Here, let me fix your blanket. You really move around in your sleep quite often. I thought the sound of the chains on your hands and feet would surely wake you up, but nope. You slept like a child. Yes, I was watching you while you sleep. I hope that's not weird. It was only for a little while, though. I just can't help myself. You look so innocent and at peace when you're sleeping like that. Well, you were sleeping for so long, and it was starting to get lonely here without you keeping me company. So I came down here to be near you, and I instantly felt better again. I believe your presence is the greatest medicine for me. Quiet, bitch. It's not your turn yet. I hope you don't mind, and you probably noticed, but I moved you from the chair and tied you to the bed. I was thinking, that way I could cuddle up close to you whenever you get cold. And it's a lot easier to clean you up and feed you, not to mention a little surprise for you later. A surprise. No opening the gift before it's time, though. Mommy's rules. I thought you would be hungry when you woke up, so I went ahead and made you some breakfast. Guys like girls who can cook, right? There's a little bit of scrambled eggs, fried bacon and sausages, French toast, and I have syrup. Is there anything here that you don't like? I'll remember that. Here, I'll set you up so you don't get acid reflux or anything. There you go. Now say, aww. Yes, I'm going to feed you. How else are you supposed to eat with your limbs bound like that? What do you mean? No, I didn't put anything in it. Kind of hurts that you would think that of me. Here, I'll eat a little bit of everything first to show you that there's nothing in it. Then I'll feed you after. There. Now say, aww. There you go. You know, what you said earlier was really hurtful. I wouldn't do anything to hurt you. You know that, right? I mean, I know I have you chained up here and all, but that's only because I want to keep you safe. I saw the way people treated you before, and I knew someone like you would never do that to them. With the way the world is today, you don't deserve to go through any of that. I don't want you to go through any of that. So, I'll keep you here with me until it's safe outside, okay? I've got everything under control here, so just leave it to me. What? The surprise? Aww, you're worried, aren't you? You're way too adorable when you're all anxious and afraid like that. Okay, fine. I'll tell you, but first, we need to talk about something. I was visiting your home to fetch the mail for you when I saw someone waiting at your doorstep earlier. They looked kinda panicked, so I went up to them and they said that you had been gone for a while and they had been waiting for you to contact them back. I told them I was sure that you were fine and that nothing bad happened to you. Then I asked how they knew you so well. They replied with something interesting. I tried to keep my composure as you asked me to do. I did. Until, well, they showed me photos of you two on their phone. The rest? I don't remember well. I couldn't control myself like you asked me to. I'm sorry. I couldn't believe it after they showed me evidence. So I wanted to come to you instead. Please be honest with me, okay? So, senpai, do you know this? That face. Why do you have that expression? So, it's true then. This is your... But you promised, senpai. You promised that we belong to each other. That's right. You promised. And you would never break a promise. Your true love knows that. You're mine. And only mine. You belong to me. And only me. And that's never going to change. Right? Hear that? There's no place for you in what we have. Senpai is mine, and if you don't believe it, I'll prove it to you. Come here, darling. I'm going to sit on your lap and mark you. So that everybody knows who you belong to. So sweet, senpai. Your lips taste like candy. This is bad. I don't want to catch a sugar rush. There's no telling what I might do to prove that you're mine. Besides, I can't make any marks on your lips. No one would be able to see them. Maybe here, on your neck. That felt good, didn't it? It seems you're sensitive here. Then I'll keep going. And you better behave yourself, or you'll be spending the last day of your life in this basement.